What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. How about a winter tea party for kids? Visit the Blue Hill Public Library for a tea party, complete with snacks, stories, and crafts. That's happening this morning, 10:30 to 11:30, Blue Hill Public Library. You could spend some time with the Honorable Ed Crockett. He's a Portland native, a state representative, and president of Captain Eli's Soda. He'll be discussing his memoir, The Ghost of Walter Crockett, at Books a Million in Auburn at 11 a.m. today. Today, his book recounts his struggle to break the cycle of alcoholism, to come to grips with the embarrassing specter of his father, and overcome the shaky confidence brought on by a childhood of food stamps and welfare coats, to eventually finding success on the same streets where his father once spent his days passed out and begging for money. That's today. Today, 11 a.m. at Books a Million in Auburn. This afternoon, you could join a workshop, Needle Felt a Coral Reef. Expert needle felter, fiber artist, and storyteller Hilary Dow of Binding Tales teaches needle felting techniques as you transform wool into a vivid coral reef. This is one way to make the snow piles seem smaller. That's happening this afternoon, Saturday, February 28th, 1 o'clock, Wendell Gilley Museum in Southwest Harbor. For more information and to register, wendellgilleymuseum.org. Sign up for your slot for Pause for Tales at the Ellsworth Public Library on March 2nd. I really mean for your kid. This is a program for young readers. Register for a 15-minute slot in advance to read to the Northern Light Therapy Dog. That's the pause part of Pause for Tales. The blurb says, studies have found that youth literacy skills are improved by reading to therapy dogs. Children gain confidence in reading and report an increased love of reading after reading out loud to a therapy dog. We don't need a study to prove this. There are dogs involved and books. Take advantage of this opportunity by going to ellsworthlibrary.net and grabbing a slot for this March 2nd event. Visions of Light is a solo exhibition of the artwork of Judy Holder, a painter who specializes in the landscapes and seascapes of coastal Maine. These will be on exhibit through March 30th during regular hours at Blue Hill Public Library. Is there any chance you're going to be in Portsmouth, New Hampshire on March 17th? Alice Huffman, author of a new collection, The Best Dog in the World, will be. Have you heard about this book? 15 authors celebrate the life-changing bond with their canine companions in this essay collection. Contributors include Isabel Allende, Bonnie Garmus, Emily Henry, Elizabeth Strout, Amy Tan, Nick Trout, Alice Huffman, who edited the collection. This is happening at the Music Hall Lounge on Congress Street in Portsmouth on Tuesday, March 17th, 7 p.m. Alice will be joined on stage by Laura Zygmunt, who contributed an essay as well. Is this worth going to Portsmouth? Well, the 7 p.m. event features a moderated conversation, followed by an audience Q&A and a post-show meet-and-greet. You might know Alice Huffman as the author of Practical Magic, published in 1995, which launched a series with prequels and a sequel. She also wrote The Dove Keepers, Marriage of Opposites, and Museum of Extraordinary Things. Laura Zygmunt is a hot ticket as well. She's the author of Small World, which was a New York Times group text pick and editor's choice, Separation Anxiety, Animal Husbandry. That was the one made into the movie Someone Like You, starring Hugh Jackman and Ashley Judd. She's got a new novel coming out, The Author Weekend. That'll be published in May. But you got to get a ticket, so go to themusichall.org for all the details. Are you all about crime? Registration has opened for the Maine Crime Wave Conference. It'll be held in the spring this year, May 30th, in Portland. The theme is Sharpening the Blade, Craft, Community, Career. Want your registration to be free? Just win the Crime Flash Fiction Contest. You get the first sentence supplied. It's by author Ron Curry. Are you ready for it? This is how your 500-word Crime Flash entry will begin. I want you to understand, before we even get started, that there will be no neat Agatha Christie conclusion here. This is the real world, where there are no explanations for what happens. For more information, mainwriters.org/crimeflash. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street?